All right, professor, doctor, Gus, Dutch, anybody who's on the good side, let's take it to these mother suckers, you know?
Boom, 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 the fun has just begun.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Ranting Munchers, a fan podcast devoted to the strain. it's never going to get old.
And plus, I mean, we like to talk poop jokes, so, you know, it's like we're 12, so.
Yeah.
Poop. We're not 12.
No, we're not. Close.
I like to say I'm still 12, but then I wake up in the morning and my body is like, ooh, you're definitely not 12. You can go ahead and think that, but it's not happening. We are here to discuss season 3, episode 1 of The Strain. That's right, the premiere.
Woo!
Three seasons already.
We made it.
I know. This is actually the show that we have gone the longest with as far as in the beginning and gone all the way through.
Oh, wow.
We quit on Wayward Pines, but that one we said we were only going to do one season because
exactly. It's
only supposed to be one season. And Fox got greedy. They're like, hey, we're going to do another season of Wayward Pines, but we're going to cancel all these other really good shows. So we're just like, nope, not going to do that. It's nice to be back here with you guys because this is a show that we all podcasted together and had a lot of fun. And we haven't been back together on a show for quite some time covering it. And hopefully season 3, it's going to be really good for us, and we're going to have a lot of fun because we all love apocalyptic style stuff. We love vampires. We love zombies. We love all that stuff, and we're excited to talk about it. This episode that we're talking about is New York Strong.
We never said who we were either.
That would help,
Hank.
Right?
Yeah, that's okay. Hank, say hello.
Hi.
Justin, say hello.
Hello.
Kelly, say hello. Hello.
Yeah, that's right. That's all three of us now. And if you didn't know, this is a train wreck. So
enjoy watching, as all of our podcasts always are.
Yeah, and I said enjoy watching it. Enjoy listening to it. Yeah. You're not going to be watching this. You're going to be listening to it. In this episode, as the Strigoi turn New York into a war zone, survivors and the military must pull together and fight those bastard munchers off. So we're going to be giving our favorite moments from the episode, and then we will give our score out of bacons, because we score everything out of bacons around here on Rantpocalypse, and bacon is glorious. It's wonderful. Yeah. And I'm sorry if you don't like bacon. You are really wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't like bacon?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the vegans, I guess. But, you know, at one point, they probably really liked bacon.
There is vegan bacon.
There's vegan bacon?
Yes.
They knew.
Right. So
I'm just without it.
Exactly. I'm just saying. So, you know, in some form or fashion, everybody loves bacon.
Awesome. So who wants to kick it off with their favorite moment from the episode?
I do.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
If you can call me a lady. The reason I wanted to is just
don't worry.
just because that way I get to pick, you know, which one I liked. My favorite moment is F spending his days breaking bad and making a bioweapon all while he's drinking. And he spends his night drinking and dreaming of euthanizing his son. So,
right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys had to like
that. Moment. Yeah. Strigoi Zach.
I know.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
<he's> not. But nope, he was okay. I knew Hank would be really excited when we saw that because the kid kind of got on our nerves last year.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Just a little bit. But I just.
He's a little better this time, right?
I think
from
so.
What
he's,
we saw.
It's terror. You know, he's hanging out with his vampire mom and he's afraid and he's realizing, you know, I had it pretty good where I was.
I don't know. Did he seem like he wanted to go back? It didn't seem that way to me. It looked like whenever Kelly says, hi, do you want to do my makeup for me? Will you help me?
No, wait. It wasn't that. Her voice was different than that. It was like.
It was cool.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
It had like two voices in there.
Yes,
right?
It did.
It was creepy, yeah.
Yeah, I was thrown off by the voice. And what's wrong with her hands?
I didn't notice her hands. Well, what's up with her hands?
Yeah. No, she had just act like she couldn't use them.
Oh, well, I mean, it's probably because, you know, the master lends her these abilities to where she can somewhat still be herself.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something going on there. Yeah, it's a little bit twitchy. I don't know. I guess, yeah, that's why she asked Zach to help her out with the makeup and everything. I will say, Kelly's looking hot.
She looks great.
She looks awesome, yeah.
She looks better this year than she did last year. So Zach is doing an awesome job on her makeup.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people complaining, though, that she looks like human Kelly. They're like, no, make her look like last year with, like a Strigoi.
No.
Yeah, with a vagina on her neck.
Yeah.
She does not have the vagina
neck. Yeah.
I'm going to say no to that.
Better and, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
she
mean,
looks great.
If you're
great.
A kid, it's more confusing to see your mom like that looking good than
perfect.
Looking like a monster.
Exactly right. Yes,
yeah,
exactly right.
She's much more of a weapon when she looks like right. human Kelly as opposed mm-hmm. to last season Kelly. No, I completely disagree with those people complaining about it. Maybe they just don't want to look at this hot chick. What is her name in real life?
Natalie Brown.
Natalie Brown.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm good.
Sorry,
good
I was thinking Sarah
You're
Power.
Happy. You're happy.
I still have Sarah Power on the brain.
I know. It's so sad. It's a horrible experience for Hank and I. You can go check out our thoughts on that show. We was talking about Killjoys. They just had episode 9 aired on Friday night. So, yeah, check out our podcast, Killjoys. It's Rack Rants. So, Hank, what was your favorite moment from this episode?
This is weird. But it was the opening credits. I just thought, oh, shit, that is really cool. They finally hit on something that it feels like The Strain. It feels like the graphic novel.
Yeah.
You know, combined with the show and come to life. And the music sounded cool. And, you know, I know it should be a real moment in the show itself. But I really loved that. It really got me excited. And it set the tone for the episode.
I totally agree. I loved that open. Okay, what's the little biohazard thing that symbol looking thing that it kind of morphs into? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Where it becomes the lumen at the end?
Oh, is that the lumen?
Well, yeah, it becomes the biohazard symbol, but then it kind of becomes the book.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it morphs into
I loved
the book.
It. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, no, it was great. I'm with you guys. That opening was awesome. I not only like the opening intro, but what the previous thing before that, where it opens with the military and they're taking out munchers left and right and they're going down these dark corridors. I loved how it faded right into that intro, which I thought that was awesome. It reminded me so much of playing a video game. I thought it was
true.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. So, and it's something I've noticed with their marketing campaign. You know, they have fully embraced, the video game culture. I mean, they've got the, it basically looks like Mortal Kombat style fights between our characters on the show. They've been awesome. Everything they've done with the marketing up to season 3 has been incredible. I really hope that gets more people invested in the show, because to me, based off this episode, we're in for a fun ride. I mean, if anything else, you may not like the story as much and The Strain. It may have some inconsistencies, but it's fun. And that opening was a whole lot of fun. We just got done watching the vamps go boom thing.
Oh my God, that was so great.
That was awesome.
That was like my favorite thing probably of the entire summer now.
I completely agree. I can't believe we missed that. That's what mm-hmm. Kelly and I were talking about. It's like we kept up with Comic-Con. We were actually in the same place that weekend to do stuff for The Walking Dead. Totally missed that vamps go boom. So Hank, thank you so much for sharing that with us, because it is hilarious. If you have not seen it, go search on YouTube. Just type in vamps go boom. It is literally a rap song featuring Vasily Fett, Gus, Abraham, Satrakian.
Wow.
It is amazing. It's anything and everything you would have wanted from those three characters. So all right, so is it my turn?
It's your turn. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, since you already kind of cheated and did one.
What did I cheat?
You cheated and talked about the opening part with the Navy SEALs chasing down the munchers. So as always,
he was
instead of just
piggybacking off
exactly,
of mine.
Yeah. Instead of just picking one, no, you always pick like one A and one B.
Hey, you're lucky, because I have three note cards full of my favorite things from this episode.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I could have gone.
I totally agree with you. I'm sorry. That whole neon thing that they did with that, oh, it was just, you know, I don't know, heat seeking.
Oh, the heat sensor.
Yeah, like
the,
that was cool. So great. So
yeah, it was great. I enjoyed that quite a bit. All right, so my number one moment. I don't know if a lot of people will see the same way that I do on this one, but whenever F tries to go get the gas, that was amazing. That scene to me embodies everything that is awesome about apocalyptic shows, because the everyday mundane tasks that we have to do in our everyday life of getting back and forth between work, getting gas, that's like an easy thing to do, right? I mean, you just go, you pump your gas. I mean, the hardest thing may be that it doesn't pump that fast for you or something like that. But in the vampire apocalypse of the Strain, that's a life or death situation. And I thought it was awesome. I thought it was really cool. It was, you know, the way that they shot it inside that parking garage, it was scary as hell. They made it like really claustrophobic. Like everything in this episode was super claustrophobic. And again, you know, we were talking about the opening, how they did like all the cool things with the lighting and everything. The lighting in that parking garage was awesome. Like how the shadows played off of everything. And it had like some weird, was it like a pinkish color hue or something like that? I don't know. I can't tell colors
like a
that
reddish,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it, but
no,
I thought that was awesome.
Beautifully shot, and I mean, really well done. It's just a shame that the characters do the dumb shit they do.
This year it's going to be all good. They're not going to do anything dumb.
Yeah,
I was wondering when, but when F was fighting with that Strigoi there by the car, did he have gloves on?
No,
because there were worms everywhere.
There were worms in the car.
When he put the thing down, there were worms.
Mm-hmm. So, which I think is probably foreshadowing what's going to happen next week, at least in my opinion. I mean, you know.
What do you mean foreshadowing what's going to happen next
week? Well, I mean, doesn't it next week's episode called something about the worms or something?
It's called Bad White, yeah.
Yeah, Bad White, yeah. I don't know. I'm afraid for F now. The worms are in his car, in his taxi.
In his taxi. Yep. Well, he can just go grab another one because there's plenty in New York.
And I did want to say, Justin, I agree with you on that, because that was one of my notes, was our world in the Strain has become very post-apocalyptic. You know, people are trading watches for food. F is, you know, stealing gas for his ride. And also, I tried that whole trick this summer.
Of siphoning gas?
Yes, it's not. They make it look so easy. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not easy.
No, I got it all. You know, I swallowed gas.
Ew.
And then I spent, you know, hours trying to throw that gas up. It was horrible. And I never did get any gas siphoned to the other tank. So it was not good.
Yeah, they do make it really easy most of the time. He looked like he might have been struggling a little bit with it, but
a very little bit.
Yeah, very, very little bit.
And they said it's been a week. This apocalypse, right?
23 days.
Oh, it's been a week since they got the lumen or something.
Yeah. I think that, because it was a little bit confusing whenever Abraham opened the episode with his, you know, speaking over everything that was happening. And because at first I was like, I thought he said it'd been a day or something like that. Then he says, oh, no, it's been 23 days since the Regis flight, whatever number it was, landed and everything. So. But it may have been a week since they got the lumen. Seems like it's been a little bit of time.
Seems like it's been 100 hours.
Yeah, because Vasily is, he's getting a little bit impatient with the lumen and everything in this episode. So,
yeah.
All right, so what do you guys score the episode out of Bacon's?
I'm not going first.
Oh.
I don't always have to go first.
Okay, well, do you guys want me to go first?
Sure.
Three.
Okay, you're going to go 3 Bacon's out of 5? Is there a reason for that? I know we were talking off air about something, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, no, the reason, I love being back in that world. I love that the characters are back. And like I said, the show's beautifully shot and everything. But I don't feel like the story went forward.
That's
you know,
what it was.
It just didn't go anywhere. It's just there was a lot of the Navy SEAL stuff. But I feel like we have 10 episodes. You know, give me the freaking story. They kicked it off. It was kind of like it could have been part of last season, really.
Well,
you know.
Okay. The reason why, weird. Whenever you were saying that off air, I was like, nope, no, I totally disagree with you and everything. And we were like, wait till we record
right,
this.
Right.
The reason why I liked it and the reason why I think it worked is because there was something that was missing from last season, and to be frankly honest, from season one as well. And that was the power of the master. Like, the master just kept getting his ass kicked one after the other. Like, mm-hmm. He didn't seem that powerful to me. And to me, I feel like in this episode, we start out and we see, like, you know, the episode was entitled New York Strong for a reason. Like, you know, we're kicking ass. Like, we're killing all these munchers and everything. And then it turns. It takes that horrible turn as all right. the military guys are down in the, in the subway systems and everything. And we see the true power of the master, because he just obliterates, like, that entire squad. And these are the elite of the elite of the right. elite, as Fett tells us earlier. So for me, I feel like this episode, even though it did, yeah, it focused a little bit more on, like, these military guys than our main characters. But I felt like it was to set the table for what's to come of, like you were saying, Kelly, that now what it feels like, yeah, what he can do. And it really makes it where it feels like we are in this post-apocalyptic world where the stakes are really high. Like, we're about to lose New York City. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's what ultimately this episode was showing us. Because, I mean, I understand, like, what you're saying, Hank,
but
that
what was
they were
that
showing
power?
That stuff.
And why hasn't he used it before?
Well,
I mean, because he, like, was one by one. It's not like he sent out some signal to all of the guys at the same time where they started, you know, going insane right. in their yeah. helmet or whatever. But to control it, like, you know, one by one,
terrifying.
It did. And then, of course, the poor guy that got chopped in half. We just had the same thing happen to us in a game that we were playing. So it reminded me very much of
that. Completely forgot about that. Yeah. In Until Dawn, that was, that is such a rough scene in Until Dawn. If you want to see that, in our reactions to it, like, live, it's going to be up on our YouTube channel. It'll be our new, gaming channel. It's just Rantpocalypse Games on YouTube. But, that was terrifying.
Yeah, so I just had flashbacks with that poor Navy SEAL there, you know, in two. So, it was really gross. And the idea that we feel, we do, if when you start talking about the SEALs, that's it. I mean, that's their it. They're going to protect me.
Yeah.
I have no worries if they're in charge. And for them to be taken down totally changed things.
Yeah.
That's why Quinlan was like, make sure you get in touch with me, because they're not going to be able to stop the master.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely should have had
Quinlan
there.
I still love Quinlan.
I was expecting that Quinlan and Fett would have gotten along a little bit better by now, but he doesn't seem to trust Quinlan ultimately just yet. So, but I think that maybe that's another reason why we had all the Navy SEALs getting obliterated in this episode, because now it's going to make Vasily realize we got to work together on this. Like, I got to work with Quinlan more. I can't just be trying to do stuff on my own with these military guys, because they haven't been dealing with this for their entire existence like Quinlan has. So, so you give it 3 out of 5 bacons, which that's still a good score. So, what about,
should it be lower?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I gave the episode 4 out of 5 bacons. And I think I was being, like, very, I didn't want to give it a lot. I could have gave this episode 5 out of 5 bacons based on previous seasons of The Strain and previous episodes.
Right, right.
Because it was just that much damn fun to mm-hmm. me. But I do think that they're going to, like, I think they're going to kill it this season. I think they're going to blow it out of the water. Like, the episodes are going to be a whole lot of fun. The storyline's going to start making sense. You know, you were talking about, Hank, the fact that characters do stupid stuff on the show sometimes.
Guzz.
Yeah, okay.
Guzz.
I'm glad
eating his mama's trigoy. Come on, Guzz.
So did you think that was dumb too, Kelly?
I thought you better be taking notes, Justin. you better be willing to bleed for me. So I didn't think it was dumb at all. I mean, he loved his mama, and he felt very guilty.
He knows that's not his mama anymore.
I know, but he felt guilty about her death. So,
and we still don't know if they can come back. That's the thing. I mean, just like with Herschel and with other characters on The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, some people think, well, they can be cured. We don't know if they can be yet. So he wants to keep her around, because the chances of somebody being cured whenever they are burnt by the sun or, you know, staked or whatever, not very good, right?
Right, right, yeah. right.
So
And their tongue is really going to have to go back to a totally different shape.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work out. Uh-uh. I don't know. Yeah. They're going to have to push that thing back down in there because that tongue is.
It's so gross. It is so gross.
If that was you, I'm sorry. I would still probably have you chained up even if you like turned back. But if you still had that nasty tongue. So yeah, that would be really grody.
Yeah, because he's playing with fire. Because if he gets weak from all that blood transfusion shit, you know, she can bite him or whatever, and that's the end.
He's gonna have to kill her. He will. So, and then he's gonna feel like crap, and that'll be fun. I gave it 3.25 bacons is what my score is, and that for me feels like a low score. I feel like it warrants a higher score than that, but I do want to give it room.
Yeah, you're tempering your expectations, right?
Yes. Exactly what you said.
Yeah. Well, no, I kind of figured that you guys would be a little bit lower than me because I'm always like I'm the high scorer.
You love Batman versus Superman.
I do. Batman versus Superman is great. You shut your mouth, Hank. The Ultimate Edition is amazing.
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there. No, I think it was a great episode overall. I think I'm excited for next week's episode, which we said was entitled Bad White. My last question to you guys, do you think that F will betray the group? We've seen him kind of, he's in that middle ground. We never quite know. So you automatically are, yes, he is.
For the kid, he's going to do whatever.
I said, because that was the big question that I was curious about what Hank would think, you know, the Lumen or Zach. And I know Hank,
it's always Zach. Yeah, it's
you
always
would pick, Zach. You'd pick the Lumen.
Oh, in a second.
See, I mean, of course he's going to.
Take the kid.
Unless
it were season one, Zach. Then I would struggle with that, yeah.
He was so adorable. And this actor is very adorable, too, but he was just a pain in the butt last year.
Last season.
I think he's going to have to pick his kid, of course.
Yeah. Man, y'all are both on the betray train.
Else are you going to do? It's family.
I'm going to say, blam, blam, Kelly, I just killed your ass, and then I'm going to take Zach right there.
Okay, that works too.
Yeah,
did he even have any bullets in his gun?
I don't know. There was too many spider munchers there. So.
Oh, those things.
Those are still creepy.
Yeah,
they're even creepier this year, I think.
Yeah.
They seem worse.
Yeah, they ratcheted the creepiness up on those damn spider munchers, that's for sure. I don't know. Y'all are probably right. I'm probably wrong, but I got faith in F. You know, he's even moderating his drinking. He's not getting completely blitzed. He's just, you know, getting halfway blitzed as he, you know, does his Breaking Bad bioweapon making everything. So, I don't know. Let us know your thoughts. What do you think? Do you think F is going to betray the group? You can email us. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us as we chit-chatted about the premiere of Season 3 of The Strain. We would love for you to give us some ratings and reviews on iTunes and Stitcher and all those places. So definitely go leave those there. And that's all we got. So we'll be back for next week's episode, which is entitled Bad White.
Yay.
Sounds creepy.
It does sound creepy.
Very creepy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. I share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something.